We had a really terrific, terrific day today. Even if it was a 9-day tiyul, it was power-packed. We got to see a lot of places. And it's culminating with, hands down, the most important stop that we could possibly make, which is we're going to daven Maariv here in one of the holiest places that we have in our entire religion. This is not something that we get to do every day. And I know that everybody's excited about the trip and the buses and the pizza and the ices and the gedolim and the tunnels and the bakeries and Yad Vashem. But before we daven in a holy place like this, we need to gather ourselves together so that we don't blow the opportunity that's sitting right in front of us. So before we start, again, if you could join me in setting tone to remind ourselves where we're holding, just a few nights away from Tisha B'Av. We'll talk about Maariv HaMakpela for just a few minutes. We'll dive a Maariv. Maybe all together we could create it as the best Maariv we've ever had. And then we'll head back to Holy Beit Meir.
About the loss of Yerushalayim, so why is it important for us tonight to come to Hebron? Why didn't we gather everybody all together? A lot of us had the zechus of spending the day in Yerushalayim. Why aren't we gathered together in Yerushalayim tonight? We'll get Yerushalayim. We'll be in Yerushalayim for sure. But why tonight, dafka during the 9 days? We could have gotten together from Maariv in Hebron. We could have come any night. We could have come last week. We could go next week. It would be a great way to finish the program also. One of the last nights of the summer. Let's all get together in Chevron. Why Dafka tonight? Just a few nights before Tisha B'Av. Why do we gather the entire NTSY Kola? Why do we gather here in Chevron? One of the crazier twists in my life. I never thought that it was going to end up. I never imagined that I was going to be this person. But I have this zechus of leading tours to different parts, Jewish heritage tours to different parts of the world. And there's something about when you hear a story, like let's say something from the Holocaust, something that happened on Mia Dovna Street in Krakow, and you read the story in Pearl Banish's book, To Vanquish the Dragon, and then you stand on that spot, there's something that adds so much power, so much kach to the story, when you know that you're in the same place that the story happened. We say three times a day, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. But we start Shmona Esrei. And there are a lot of questions that we could have about understanding davening. So maybe we'll start scratching the surface right here. Why is it that we're saying Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov? What is that about? Are we saying, Hashem, listen, I know that I'm not the best person. I know that I'm about to ask you for a whole lot of things and maybe I don't even deserve for them to be answered. But Hashem, right when you think that you want to say no, I got protexia. Don't forget who my fathers are. I'm the child of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Is that what it's about? We're trying to pull a parentage card. I got a connections card. Is that what we're doing when we're saying Shmona Esrei? So Rav Dessler tells us, absolutely not. He says, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov is more about us than it is about them. But we're standing right now. We're about to daven Maariv. We're living the place where Shachris, Mincha, and Maariv happen. We all know the Gemara. Avram Shachris, Yitzchak Mincha, and Yaakov Maariv. What are we saying when we say, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov? It's not protexia. But Rav Dessler says what we're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen. I know that I might not be perfect. I know that I might not be, as Eighth Day says, that when we look up at the stars, is this what you had in mind when you told Avram that your children will be like stars? Were they going to end up being like we are? I know I might not be right now in the place to fulfill that dream. However, because I have the genes, not just the way that I look, but my neshama is carrying the genes of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So that means that at some point, when I decide to open up my eyes and my heart, I too could be that person, that Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And even if right now I spend more of my time hiding it or burying it or running from it, that you can't run from the truth and we can't run from our essence. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Hashem, I'm coming to you and I'm opening up with saying, I know where my high bar is. I know the place that I could get to. I know that if Avram represented Chesed, I could represent Chesed. And if Yitzchak represented Gevura, I could do that too. And if Yaakov represented Emes, so then I too, instead of coming to you with a davening that's so fake, instead of davening and just going through the words and just pretending and doing what everybody else is doing, I have the potential. And gentlemen, maybe now might be the first time in our lives, but we're standing in the place of Emes Liakov. How about if tonight we open up our hearts sincerely to try to understand something about HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the place where we came from? There's a koach that we can tap into here that we can't tap into anywhere else in the world. The Pasuk Davar Melech tells us, Yerushalayim habenuya ke'ir shechubra la yachdav. Yerushalayim habenuya. When Yerushalayim is rebuilt, so then Yerushalayim is ir shechubra la yachdav. Yerushalayim is chubar, it connects. Who's it connecting? Us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's only when it's Yerushalayim habenuya. But Rabbosai, what's going to happen when it's not Yerushalayim Avnuya? We spent the whole day seeing Churban. What's going to happen when we're in a Churban? So you have to go to a place that inherently is Chubar. Not just when it's Benuya, it's Chubar. Not just when it's built, it's Chubar. But by essence, it's Chubar, which is a place called Chevron. Chet Bet Resh. Chubar. This is the place where we're standing right now. There is no place in the world while Yerushalayim may it end soon, while Yerushalayim is laying in ruins. This is the place that we come to be the most connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means that He's here with full power. And all He's waiting for is us. I don't know if you noticed the face of the guards, the security downstairs when we walked in. They're like, what's going on over here? What is this mass, this horde of people that are coming in? I tell you this, you should all be zocher to get to this point. I should be zocher to get to this also. I can't imagine that there's anything nicer for a grandparent than when they have all their grandchildren coming en masse to come celebrate their legacy. We came en masse tonight. We're not a small group. We're a large group. We're a powerful group. And we can tap into, we can mechubar together to tap into the koach of joining to HaKadosh Baruch Hu right here in this spot on this day of Chorban. We could be in Chevron and we could connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. While Yerushalayim is not Benuya, while Yerushalayim is not built, so this is the place that we come to. The Maharal writes, Tchiyas HaMesim is going to start from the place where we're standing right now. What does that mean? If for whatever reason you think you might be spiritually dead and you don't have that connection, Tchiyas HaMesim starts in Ma'aretz HaMachpelah. Starting tonight, we can use the Koach Mariv of Emes LiYaakov. Mariv is Yaakov. We can be genuine. We can be authentic. We can take our time to try to understand and to try to connect to the Koach of Chibur that we have standing right here. And it's all the more powerful if we all do it together. Ashma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That'll blow the roof off of this place. An Amen Yeheshme Rabbah that will make it hard for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to not have the base of Migdash be built right now. This is one of the largest groups that will ever come to this place. We need to leave our mark on Ma'aretz HaMachpelah and maybe on ourselves as well. And the only way we could do it is if everybody's mechubar to each other and if we're mechubar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The difference between Chorban and Chubar is the same letters. The difference is only the order. If we align ourselves and get ourselves in order, we can change Chorban into Mechubar, into Chevron, into Yerushalayim Abnuya, Yersha Chorban Le'achdav. That's the koach that we have. Yiratzom Lufnei Avinu Shebashamayim. Hashem should give us the belief in ourselves as individuals, and ourselves as an NCSY summer kollel, 5778, the largest koach that NCSY has ever seen, and maybe this side of the world has ever seen. Hashem should give us the belief in ourselves so that we can turn out a mariv that'll be life-altering for us and the entire Jewish people.